Welcome to the Fruits of Life podcast. I am your host, Omega Fruits, and I invite you to listen in on this episode, in this moment, speaking on the ancient principles of Ma'at, the 42 principles of Ma'at. I hope that these principles enhance your life, bring value to your life. Make sure you subscribe, give a rating and a review so that you can help our station grow and reach many more listeners. Enjoy. Quick disclaimer, I just wanted to let you all know that I am not an Egyptologist. I am not an expert in the ancient wisdom of ancient Kemet. And I basically am an individual who has been trained in the Kemetic Yoga Skills Method and in Egyptian yoga. And I find that certain principles within ancientcy are applicable in modern day, and these principles definitely do resonate with me, and I find that they are keys to personal and spiritual development. Ma'at is a divine feminine principle from ancient Egypt, also a cosmic principle of order, truth, harmony, reciprocity, justice. And this philosophy is for attaining this same order and harmony that leads to balance and divine peace. Maintaining Ma'at within oneself helps one rise into their higher states of self, which in essence is the natural order of things and the natural tendency of humankind. I'd like to share a few quotes. The wise person who acts in Ma'at is free of falsehood and disorder. Imagine how light is your heart and how true is your spirit, a divine reflection when you live in Ma'at. And I'd also like to add, men and women are to become godlike through a life of virtue and the cultivation of the spirit through scientific knowledge, practice, and bodily discipline. What does this have you think about? In my mind, it makes me immediately gravitate to the thought and practice of Kemetic Yoga, specifically because Kemetic Yoga is so rooted within our ancientcy, ancient knowledge, and ancestral wisdom that it naturally intunes scientific knowledge. It puts into practice our bodily discipline as we gracefully breathe through movements and ground ourselves and elevate within our practice. And I'd like to add one more quote to that. Lack of righteousness brings fetters to the personality, and these fetters cause ignorance of the divine. Whoa, let us really consider that when we lack righteousness, we are imprisoning our spirit, imprisoning our person. And indeed, we are practicing ignorance and we are disrespecting our divine nature. We're disrespecting the Creator and going against our natural and divine nature. So, bear that in mind as you reflect upon how you like to show up, how you like to be regarded as well, how you reflect your light, and how we raise our children. Our children are a direct reflection of ourselves. So it is therefore important and pertinent for us to groom ourselves in such a way that we may reflect the right light so that our children in turn may do the same. And always keep in mind, this is a journey, people. It's constantly growth, constantly grounding, and constantly elevating. So there's no need to beat yourself up, but instead, allow the process to take its course and give thanks for the journey. Honor where you are and give thanks for this very moment. One way to assess whether you are living in Ma'at is to review the 42 laws of Ma'at, also known as the 42 principles of Ma'at. These can be done either in the uprising when you first wake up or in the downsetting when you've finished off a day and you're getting ready to reflect and prepare for a new day. Today, my son, Hannibal Ilect, also known as Hangad the Golden Child, will be assisting me in reading the 42 Laws of Ma'at for Children, adapted from Light as a Feather, a children's book published by the Ra Seki Arts Temple. You can find this book and other great tools at www.rasekihealing.com. That's RASEKHI healing.com. And here are the 42 laws of Ma'at for children.
I will not disobey divine law.
I will not disobey Neter, the one most high.
I will not cry without reason.
I will not make anyone cry.
I will not waste water.
I will not waste food.
I will not act without thinking.
I will not disturb the peace.
I will not take food without permission.
I will not destroy nature.
I will not kill any living thing.
I will not hurt animals.
I will not use mean thoughts, words, or actions.
I will not work against others.
I will not exaggerate my words.
I will not close my ears to truth.
I will not tell lies.
I will not lie on anyone.
I will not use words to hurt others.
I will not be a bully.
I will not hit anyone.
I will not hurt anyone.
I will not touch another person without their permission.
I will not abuse anyone's body.
I will not play tricks on others.
I will not be sneaky.
I will not do wrong.
I will not take what does not belong to me.
I will not abuse my body.
I will not pollute myself.
I will not pollute the earth.
I will not disrespect sacred places.
I will not gossip.
I will not listen in to others' conversations.
I will not hurt anyone with my thoughts, words, or actions.
I will not act like I am better than others.
I will not brag or be arrogant.
I will not hurt children.
I will not lose control of myself.
I will not be angry without reason.
I will not disrespect my ancestors.
I will not disrespect the Creator. So there you have it, the 42 laws of Ma'at for children. And these 42 principles can be applied for man, woman, or child. Anyone can utilize these principles as a reflection from our ancestors, and doctrine even from our ancestors in right action, in right thoughts, in right behaviors. Oftentimes we neglect to assess ourselves, and this is one great way of doing so. As I mentioned, it can be done either in the uprising when you rise or in the downsetting. And again, it's really an assessment of oneself. And if there's some areas that you need to work on, that's perfectly fine because we do understand that life is a journey. So for example, if on one day you wasted food, you just are able to assess and realize that something that you did that is wasteful and does not glorify the most divine nature of yourself. And so what do? You improve that behavior. Let's say, for example, you told a lie. Tell me who has not told a lie. I don't know about you, but I've had my day where I've slipped a little lie. You know what I mean? And so what happens? Does that mean I'm a terrible person? No, it does mean, though, that it gives me an opportunity to check myself and to improve my behavior because I wouldn't like people to lie to me. So I have to correct my behavior so I will actually reflect truth. And this is how I live in truth and live in balance, live in my art. What if, for example, you listened in on others' conversations? Well, you check yourself and you don't do that again. Because imagine, you don't want somebody all up in your business, right? So there's the balance. You know, you do unto others as you would like done unto you. That too is an ancient teaching that is so simple, so basic. How about disrespecting sacred places? Honestly, I like to teach that, you know, wherever you walk is a sacred space because you are a divine being, right? So don't disrespect where you walk. If you're walking down the block, you got garbage in your hand, don't drop it on the floor. And therefore, you protect take care of the earth as well as respect the sacred spaces that you walk into, because any space can be a sacred space. And then, of course, we have religious places, we have temples, we have our divine homes that are sacred spaces. So, you know, if we really think that, you know, these different areas in our lives are sacred to us, we can treat them in a very upful way, maintain their cleanliness, you know, we'll watch our words in this space. You know, who goes into, let's say, for example, a church or a temple and just mouths off, you know, with disrespectful words and loud tones and all of that? You know what I mean? Imagine if you use the same kind of respect you use in a temple and you carry that into your workspace. You know, imagine if co-workers dealt with each other with the utmost respect, honoring each other, the God in each other, the goddess in each other. We would have more, you know, comfortable spaces to work within. And that will make things so much better, because oftentimes there's animosity within our workspaces that makes it very difficult to get along and to get the job at hand done. Okay, so again, if something in your life does not reflect the absolute best, just recognize it and know that we're on this journey, and the journey is toward improvement, to elevate oneself. So it is okay, but it is not okay to recognize truth, to receive knowledge and wisdom, and to do the opposite, right? That's totally disrespectful to your divine nature. So once you are told, once you know, you can't say you ain't never been told. All right. So, you know, let's just help on work on improving each other, helping each other grow, groom each other, water each other's garden, water each other's minds, you know, water each other's spirits so that we may grow in strength and in unity, you know. And the 42 laws of Ma'at enables us to do so. When we recognize that these are some ancient teachings that were natural law and came naturally to our people, you know, when we get back to that essence, we're then able to reflect that godly nature. When you take honor and pride in living upright, things will just feel so much better and in harmony. When you're able to respect, you know, your brother, your sister, your brethren, your sistren, you know, it helps promote justice in the earth. And it really helps us address some better issues, some bigger issues, you know, than who said what. Gossip, for example. All right. So this is Empress Omega Fruits, just blessing you all, giving you strength and power in all that you do, encouraging you to be that light, that your heart too may be as light as a feather. Peace. Give thanks for tuning in. I look forward to hearing from you how you have applied these principles of Ma'at, how they have helped you, what you had trouble with, and just overall, how are you doing? I appreciate if you hit that subscribe button, you give a rating and a review to help this message and all the other messages we're bringing forward in the Fruits of Life podcast reach many other listeners to help improve each other's lives collectively so that we may also heal collectively. I thank you for this moment, and until we speak again, be easy, breathe deeply, notice your breath, be in your breath, and live freely. Peace and blessings.